Zoom out. There.
Zach, I need you.
Thank you, Helen.
Tomorrow or next week?
Yeah, next week, probably.
I can get a coat.
You bet.
I'll hurry.
You just want me to email you as well?
You bet.
Don't email me. Call me.
So how long did this guy play? Did he play? The girl, the kids, is that the cat Cumberland?
Yeah, each played, performed two pieces.
The last Friday night.
Probably about.
I got a call from Jack. Was it Friday or Saturday?
Saturday nights when we had our game.
He said, Grammy? I played.
As I'm doing it, you know, everybody turn your cell phones off.
Only since you're doing it?
Yeah, only because I'm doing it, no. Because it's the right thing to do.
Thank you.
That's right. If you would, please, it just messes with our recording system here. Okay, ready to go?
It's for you.
Am I alive?
Well, while we're going through our purses and all, we'll be happily welcome you to this meeting and call the West Lafayette Community School Corporation regular meeting Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, October 6th. We'll call it to order. And I would love to have a motion for approval of the agenda for the October 6th, 2010 regular meeting.
What's changed? Okay, that's all.
What has changed?
That's all. I see it. Thank you.
Okay. That's
second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, second by Mrs. Sauter. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Approval of minutes of the September 15th, 2010 special meeting of the Board of School Trustees.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer, second by Mr. Bittner, I believe that, and under the wire. Discussion, Mrs. Mason.
In the minutes, under new business, it's a third paragraph. If I could have gotten on my computer, payment on a loan a couple of years ago. I think that should say the date.
Okay. The actual date.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I think you're.
I think that's right.
Okay. Any other?
Not that I'm a stickler.
I am. Karen, I know you looked at them and I did as well. Anything else? I didn't see that. So I'm not. Any other discussion? With the change, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Communication from the audience. No one's signed up here in the last 40 seconds, so I think we're.
Oh, they're eager, though.
We're there, yeah. Unless anybody would like to speak. Unfinished business. Seeing none. New business. 2011 budget adoption. Dr. Killian and Mr. Sloat.
Okay. On the budgets, I think this is probably about the third meeting we've talked budgets. So I won't go into a lot of detail, but to kind of summarize where we're at, you know, we'd advertised, had the budget hearing. We have adopted the CPF plan and the bus replacement plan, but now tonight we ask for adoption of all the budget amounts. And let me go through these different resolutions. I mean, if we want to do it one motion, I suppose that'd be fine too. But so that's Exhibit B, which is resolution of appropriations, would be the total of the budget appropriations by fund. That total is $24,948,222. And again, as we've stressed, I think at each meeting that there's, with the unknown factors, we've advertised budgets high. We expect there will probably be reductions in some of the budget amounts once we all assess valuation and state funding and so on. So that's the first resolution, which would cover all the different funds and adopt those budgeted amounts. Resolution B, which is Exhibit C, is the resolution of tax rates. If you take what we had advertised budget amount and then we use a reduced AV when we advertise, that would be the rates. Now, we actually didn't advertise those rates, but we're asked by the DLGF to adopt the resolution of these tax rates. That adds up to around $1.92 actual expected rates on this. We expect $1.25 to $1.29, depending on where the assessed valuation would come in. you know, that compares to current rate is around 88 cents, but with the referendum and we had increase in debt service is what caused the impact of projected increased tax rate. And then this other resolution, Exhibit D, often when we send our paperwork into the DLGF and I meet with them, Rock and I meet with them, they're, if we need to make any reductions in what we call line one is actual the 2011 budget amounts. If we have to make a reduction there, we need authorization to do that. Of course, at this time, we don't know what that would be, but we expect some of that to happen. And or sometimes we got to reduce what we call line two, and line two is the remaining expenditures for this calendar year. You know, sometimes if we have higher appropriations than what our expenditures will be for this calendar year, we'll reduce those appropriations. That, in effect, helps us to maintain maybe a higher level of appropriations in 2011. So we just, I think you've done this before, a resolution to give us permission to make those adjustments. And then lastly, a resolution to transfer funds. We're starting to look ahead to the end of the year. And in the past, you've given Rocky and I or Mike Turner authority to make some transfer funds and move some year-end balances around. I mean, at this time, I don't know what it'll be or how much, but when we get closer to know what our 2010 revenue is going to be in our expenditures, we would be able to make maybe some transfers into the rainy day fund from either, you know, the capital projects or debt service or any other fund that would have maybe an excess cash that we feel we could protect by transferring to the rainy day fund. So it would be those four resolutions that we would ask you to consider tonight.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. We'll do them as a group. Discussion.
Yeah. I would like request, and not because I'm concerned about it at all, but I would like Rocky to speak to the 37 cents for the referendum, how much we could have asked for, how much we did ask for, to go on the record and for the public and for media, if you could do that.
Sure. We met with the Financial Advisory Committee. We met, I think, twice, comprised of constituents within our school district. There are many unknowns moving forward. We're not sure what the state's going to do in December or January. But we identified some things that we want to try to protect and maintain, and we also received some great feedback from our staff. And one of the things was making sure that we protected ourselves should we have future budget cuts so that we didn't lose programs, we didn't lose staff. So that was built into the referendum calculations. Other things built into the referendum calculations was, of course, what we advertised, maintaining our arts, music, fees, sports programming. We also considered trying to restore budgetary items, especially for classroom supplies, materials. We also looked at trying to restore some programs, some summer school enrichment programs, remediation programs. And so looking at all that, we were looking at about a $3.1, $3.2 million budgetary analysis. And so looking at what our assessed valuation might be in 2011, we thought we could do that at 37 cents per $100 of assessed valuation. The tax referendum question was not to exceed 43 cents, so we're 6 cents under that. There's also one other mitigating circumstance when you get into this calculation, and that is the circuit breakers. We think the circuit breakers are actually going to drive down the overall tax rate, and so we think the net gain is going to be about a 32 cent, not a 37 cents, when you diminish a nickel from probably debt service and capital projects. So the overall net gain, if you will, would be around a 32 cent, but what we advertised is a 37 cent, and we felt very comfortable that we would be able to honor all of those requests and meet the meet the needs of the school district and keep our promise that we would do everything we can to act as fiscally responsible as possible, never going to that 43-cent rate unless we absolutely have to.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, and I would hope that the public appreciates the due diligence the board has used, especially that you have used with the Financial Advisory Committee, as far as doing what's best for West Lafayette schools. Thank you.
And I think one other thing that Diane brought up a good point, but is that we did have a fair amount of discussion about whether there was a, for lack of a better term, a mandate to use it all. And I think that looking at the campaign and all that went into that, and I think that the board certainly looked at both of those, whether there was really a move that to help alleviate any funding or less or more funding issue by going to 43 cents. I think that we really looked at, more importantly, the way that what was promised in the campaign and how important it was to use what we needed now and to be responsible. So that was, I think, an important part. So there was some debate on that.
Yes, and I was one of those.
Yes, you were.
I was one of those 43 centers. But I didn't support
any additional discussion.
So on item or exhibit E, what are some of the, it says that funds may, additional money may be transferred from other permissible funds. What are some of the other permissible funds?
Other than debt service, it could be capital projects, could be transportation, could be bus replacement.
Okay.
That would be the primary ones.
Okay.
And Brad, sometimes what happens, if you have a shortage, let's say in transportation fund, you might have to transfer money out of general fund to cover transportation shortage. If you don't get your 100% tax draws that you're expecting and costs go up and you're in the red in any of those funds, you have to take money out of general fund in order to fix those other funds that are in the red, because you can't end in the red at the end of the calendar year.
This resolution only applies to the rainy day fund, however, right?
Right, but what I was trying to explain to them, there could be other circumstances where we might come back and say we need a transfer. I don't want you to think it's just this. There could be other things that we might have to come back, and it's a one-way street. You move things out of general fund to cover the other funds. You can't take things out of the other funds and move them into general funds.
Any other discussion? The motion to approve the resolution of appropriations, tax rates, reducing lines 1 and 2, and transferring funds. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, motion carries. Revised PERF resolution.
Okay, we have with change in the business office, primarily a new payroll person, we need to update our PERF, our public employees retirement fund, who has authorization to go in and make transfers, deposit money to that fund. So this updates that authorization and gives permission for the names listed there that we'd be able to transact business with, or primarily would be the payroll person, Stephanie, but if something needs to be done and she's not here or at that time, it gives permission for the rest of us to be able to do that.
And it would be yourself and Robert as well.
Correct.
Right. Okay.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer.
Second
by, what do they sound like?
Bittner.
It's throwing your voice over there. Doing that. Any additional discussion, please? Hearing none, all in favor of the revised PERF resolution, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, motion carries. Maintenance agreement, junior senior high school track. Dr. Killian.
We have at your place an agreement with the city with regards to the continued maintenance, and it's an interlocal agreement with regards to the junior high track. We filtered this through Ron, Dan, Lefty, Larry, and most importantly our attorney. Several revisions it did go through, and we believe that this is in the best interest of our school district as it is presented to you, and we're recommending your approval of it.
So moved.
So moved by Mrs. Sauter. Second.
Second
by Mrs. Anderson. Discussion, please.
I'm sorry. For consistency's sake, when I look at the document, we have the title of a person and then a name. And then sometimes just a name without a title or a position. I would just like to see that be consistent. Like we have a copy to, and I know it's an attorney, but I think it needs to say that in case the attorney himself or herself would change. So I think the title is more important than the individual's name.
We can add the titles to that.
I just think that, and then we have Principal West Lafayette Junior Senior High School. That's the only one where there isn't a name, and everyone else has a name. So I would just like to see that document be consistent.
We can put the titles in.
Yeah, or take the names out. One or
sure. I think the titles only good. Yeah,
that's all. That's
fine. Let me explain why he's getting the call.
Yeah.
Why? Yeah.
It's and there is something in on the second page under
an attorney for the park.
We need to know that. Under number four, and I know Bob has looked at this, I have a real problem with the first sentence in number four. Each of the parties shall obtain and maintain insurance coverage against liability for injury to both personal and property.
Personal.
I think the two should be eliminated. Minor, but that's my life.
Okay. So it would read, each of the parties shall obtain and maintain insurance coverage against liability from injury,
comma, both personal and property.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, it's minor. Everybody knows it's minor.
Okay.
We can fix it later.
Okay, good. Any other additional comments? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Hearing none, motion carries. Last resolution letter, Dr. Kern.
When school districts are joined in the special education co-op, as we are, the IDEA requires that we authorize a director and administrator to oversee the placement of alternative and private residential students. And so this resolution, as you've done in the past, is that authorization to give that authority to the directors of class.
Motion for approval.
Move approval.
Move approval. Okay, by Ms. Springer. Second. Bittner. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, please, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Item 5, the 2010-11 Master's Teachers Contract, Dr. Killian.
We finally have everything in place, and the WLEA did ratify everything, and everything was, again, in April. The WLEA did ratify the concessions and salary schedule so we could take advantage of Hospital 1367, and I again commend our staff for taking that step and taking that initiative. And then the only other change is the May 1st date that we have for reductions in force. We made that consistent for any given year for all teachers, because as you might recall, in a non-budgetary year, Indiana Code says for non-terms, you can do it up till June 1. And so we all felt, just for consistency's sake, and if we did have to rip non-perm teachers in a non-budget year, giving them a May 1 notification deadline actually helps them a little bit to get out into the job market sooner, which makes sense. So with if you approve this, then Ross and I will be able to move forward and get with the Department of Education and find out what certification is required to indicate we adhere to House Bill 1367 so we can transfer up to 10% of our CPF base levy.
So moved.
Moved by Mrs. Sauter for approval. Second by Mrs. Springer. Any additional discussion, please? Hearing none, all in favor of the approval of the 2010-11 Master Teachers Contract, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, Motion carries. Resolution for school board representation on education foundation, and also really is there's an also a piece of, as well that maybe to go ahead and kind of backtrack a little bit. This is a in the past and further initial bylaws of the education foundation that we would have three members of the school board on the foundation board, and the motion is to change that to two, and also to give the foundation its ability to bring another board member on if it so chooses. Also in this resolution is that the position of treasurer of the education foundation cannot be filled by a school board member, and it's therefore recommended the board of school trustees appoints Misty Jones as assistant treasurer of the West Lafayette School of Education Foundation.
So moved
by Mrs. Sauer. Keep going, Diane.
I started to say that.
Did you?
I wasn't sure Alan was finished.
Okay. I just paused. I paused for 3 seconds. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm gone. Okay.
Do you have a second yet?
We have a second. Mrs. Anderson, excuse me. Discussion.
I got the discussion.
You know,
I got the discussion. In the third paragraph, I believe that should be read that effective immediately, not effectively, immediately.
And in the
I'm with you.
The top, the word schools is misspelled, so that would
so
we need to change that as well.
West Lafayette. We've got a special group. So and the fourth paragraph, I believe we can eliminate the can and simply say the treasurer foundation not be filled by a school board member. See what I'm
with you.
And then the next paragraph, we have named a specific person. I'm wondering if we should name a specific position as opposed to a person.
Was that an issue with...
I don't know. I mean, it seems like it should be a position, but I don't know. That's a... I'm just asking.
How do you feel about that, Ross?
I don't know. You could say deputy treasurer, I guess. That's kind of what we're working into with her, but... I mean, it all depends. I mean, you may have a person on that position that wouldn't work out to do it. That'd be my concern.
Yeah, and I think I wasn't at the last meeting, but I do think that that's probably the wishes.
Then this needs to be an annual resolution then.
Mm-hmm. For that.
Or a resolution when that person would change.
So we leave the name in.
Yeah.
Because I think it was actually the desire of the foundation to have her.
Yes,
and she's done an excellent job. Mm-hmm. So I wondered about the.
And I think Diane, any time we would make a change, then we would.
Okay.
Need to.
So who is the treasurer of the Education Foundation?
Yeah,
because it says they cannot have a school board member, but it says she's the assistant.
No, he didn't. He didn't want to be the treasurer.
Was it Jenny Tuttle?
Jenny? Okay. Yes.
Yeah,
she came on agreeing to
she
be.
She volunteered, and everybody applied.
So did they?
Dan's doing a lot of the work, but
Do they supervise Ms. D then as assistant treasurer? Does she report directly to the treasurer for her direction?
She will be. I mean, Jenny
this
not
is very
started
new.
Yet, but
what?
She's basically been the treasurer, right?
Yeah,
very much.
And that's what we're trying to clean up. That
I see.
And they have a financial committee now, and all those
still
things
like
are going through the financial committee. And Dan Heyman's been overseeing that.
Yeah.
Good for him. All right.
Could we make it a / Misty Jones / deputy treasurer, or should we
assistant
revisit
treasurer.
This every
it's
year?
Assistant. I think I'm comfortable with revisiting myself.
I'm okay with that.
Any additional discussion, please? All in favor of the resolution as noted, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, motion carries.
Why does the, I just thought of something, I'm sorry. Why do we appoint the assistant treasurer to the foundation?
Because they work for the school district.
Mm-hmm. So did we appoint the treasurer?
We're appointing Misty because she works for us. Because she's our employee, we're saying you're granting her permission to do that. Jenny doesn't work for the school district, therefore you would not be granting her permission to work as the treasurer.
Oh, I don't think that's made clear by this at all. I would not have interpreted that to be that at all by how this moves. It just seems, the way this is worded, it just seems like somehow we have the jurisdiction to appoint an assistant treasurer.
But we do.
Well, I know we do, but is that the only thing we have appointment for?
And the two representatives of the board.
But all every bill that's paid has to come through the board.
Correct.
I mean, we have to
pay all that. Yeah, I know, but that's different than this.
Yeah, well.
We're just ensuring that the person that's employed with the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, from which this board oversees, has the authority from the board to operate in that capacity. Mm-hmm. And that's what this is about.
Okay. So in lieu of that kind of a background of why that's in here, maybe there should be at least something designating the fact that Misty is even in this because she's acting as...
Because if she quits, she's still the assistant treasurer.
Right, she's acting as a representative of the West Lafayette School Corporation at the foundation meeting.
I see, but I kind of agree with Alan. Then you would just reappoint somebody else. I mean, if she'd leave West Lafayette Schools, then
it's kind of like
she's out of that.
It's like your PERF resolution.
Yeah, you have to update it.
You don't approve the PERF resolution every year. You approve the PERF resolution when someone leaves and we get a new person.
Sure, okay.
We just yank them from the authorization and you give new authorization for the new employee.
Well, I wasn't saying we should take her name off. I think we should say Misty Jones as assistant treasurer of the foundation as representative of the West Lafayette School Corporation, or whatever the reason is that she's being appointed by us.
We can add a clarifier.
It just seems like there should be some tie in as to why are we even involved in this at this point.
What's the process for pulling back the motion and tabling it until it's clarified?
Well, you could either accept it with amendments as noted.
And I think that's what we should do.
I agree.
You accept it with the amendments as noted, we get them amended and get it taken care of.
I think it just needs some clarification. Sure. I'm fine with that happening. I just think it needs to be restated a little more.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Okay, approval of 6-year plan of study. So, PC.
We're recommending your approval of the 6-year plan of study for Phil, the science teacher at West Lafayette Junior High School.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Slaughter.
You
get a trophy. Discussion, please.
No.
Hearing none, we are going to vote. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, motion carries. Acceptance of donation, West Lafayette Music Program. Dr. Killian?
Yes, Mr. and Mrs. Chef has graciously offered to donate $12,724 for the purchase of a harp for the music program. That replaces the letter that we have received. If the board accepts this donation, then the chef family will move forward with presenting a check to the West Lafayette Music Boosters, and they would proceed then with purchasing the harp. And we're just very thankful that they're willing to give us this donation, and I recommend your acceptance of it.
Okay.
Move approval.
Move by Mrs. Springer. Second, please.
Second.
Second by Mr. Marley. And discussion.
Who plays the harp? Someone. Will.
Someone does. And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful job.
Oh, I think it's terrific.
Chef.
My goodness.
All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none, motion carries. Another That is the one for the acceptance of grants, Dr. Killian from our Friends of Community Foundation.
Yes, actually we have two. We just received notice from the Department of Education that our non-English speaking program grant, $14,083.50, was approved, and we're recommending your approval of this. And then Sally wrote a grant to the Community Foundation in Greater Lafayette called Let's Read Together Program to help take reading programs out into the community and help those that are free and reduced lunch to take a reading program to them and to work with the parents as well as the students. And the Community Foundation awarded us the grant of $14,750 to do that. And so we're recommending your approval of both of these grants.
Motion, please.
So moved.
So moved. Mr. Marley, second, please.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Springer. Any additional discussion?
This has been started, right?
What?
The reading program.
From the Community Foundation?
Yeah.
The one Sally's working on?
Yeah.
She's been going out to the buildings
okay.
And starting making the connection.
I was just trying to make the connection. Yeah. So.
What will the NESP grant be used for?
We'll probably use it for the salaries within our program for our ESL assistance that we're providing at the building levels.
Okay. And why does the title keep changing?
I don't know.
I know, that's just...
It's a moving target.
I know it is. So
I like
trying to make it different all the time. So it's
any additional discussion?
Yeah, just questions about both items. The grant dollar amounts, these programs are new. This sounds like the award ceremony program is relatively new, the non-English speaking. Do we know what the cost?
ESL is not new. We apply for that every year.
Okay. So that we use that same dollar amount every year? And
it adjusts based upon the funds available. So we apply for it, and then if whatever we receive, we put that within our general fund salaries item line for the ESL program. Mm-hmm. So we do expect something from the DOE every year with regards to this, but we're not sure every year what that will be until the Department of Education determines how much money is available.
We have a budget for the Let's Read Together program. Is there a budget add to that $14,750?
Sally put together a request based upon technology, based upon what she wants to do is do a computer-based reading program. And so she put together a suggested budget, not knowing whether or not it would be accepted. And so now that she has the specific number that they're willing to give, she's going to make it a much more specific line item. And she'll be bringing it back to all of you so you can see the program she's going to take out to the community.
Rocky, do we know how many non-English speaking kids, English as a second language kids, who really need this help in the system?
You know, I can look it up. I can give you a ballpark figure. We probably have, I'd say, in the neighborhood of 25 to 30 at this point.
Mostly Hispanic or a wide variety?
Variety, yeah.
Okay.
And it might be a tad higher, but I can give you those. I can dig into the specifics.
When you have the time.
Yeah. I'll get you that number. I'm just happy that we're getting this money.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Any additional discussion, please?
We have one of our board members is represented on the Community Foundation, right?
No, that's
Brian.
Yeah.
No. He's on the public school
Foundation, not the Community Foundation.
But I think an email invited me to the Community Foundation meeting today. So.
Yeah, because I thought we had discussed that board meeting or two ago, which was why I asked, because I was thinking it was public school.
That's funny.
You did, but we had said something about community school or Community Foundation.
I may be the second person in parentheses that are
community partnership is not.
Yeah, it's not the
public
foundation.
Yeah, it's not the Community Foundation.
Right, I know.
Okay.
All in favor of accepting this?
Say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Motion carries. Information to the board. I don't think I really have anything else. I mean, our October 27th meeting is a reminder, which we'll hit at the end here, but it's not the 20th, but our work session with the executive session with Michael Adamson, which will be board development and board evaluation.
When is that?
October 27th.
Okay.
6:30.
Okay. Oh,
I did see Michael last week down at the ISBA, so he'll be here.
Okay. Just down at the bottom.
Personnel reports.
I'd like to add one item to the personnel report if the board would be would entertain it. I've been invited, Steve Klink and I have been invited to tell the West Lafayette story to a group of superintendents and school districts in Northwest Indiana on November 9th. It's a Tuesday. It'll be held at Indiana Wesleyan University. And I'd like to ask permission to take that day to go up there to tell the, he wants to talk about the referendum story and what all we did and the process. And it would be just a one-day event. And I would like to add that to the personnel report if the board would be accepting of that.
That's fine. I don't know if we've historically done that, but
yeah, sure.
But yeah.
Well, I want to make sure that people know what I'm doing.
Okay.
You know, if I'm up in North, and I've said this several times before, if I'm somewhere, I'd like to make sure that it's transparent to what I'm doing and why I'm up there.
Okay.
And so I just like to make that part of the record so
right.
that you're aware of what I'm doing.
Exactly. The information board.
But I would like to have a.
That should be on the record.
Yeah. So I'd like to recommend approval of the personnel report.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson.
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Bittner. All in additional discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Closed hearing on accounts payable vouchers.
I'm sorry that was not in your packet. We've been with our payroll person leaving. We've been shorthanded there, so Misty and I have been running the ship for the last couple of weeks and actually got Misty to do a lot of the payroll this last time, so that delayed. We thought, well, we better pay everybody, and you can get these claims to you a couple of days later. So sorry for late arrival. I just want to point out one thing, and if you looked at it, you might have noticed there's two payrolls on here, and the payrolls are higher than what we had in August, and the reason for that is, you know, we have teachers have 20 pays, 22 pays, and 24 pays, so your August payroll would have been lower because some had 20 pays. Well, not everybody kicked in on this. This is the first pay of the new school year, so everybody's back on the payroll right now, so that inflated probably another 100,000 compared to what it would have, what you compared it to your August payroll.
Isn't it crazy we have three different pay?
Oh, it is. That's a nightmare for a payroll.
Oh, yeah. I know. It's
you
know?
So you don't want to overpay or underpay, and you got to stop it, and you got to make sure your deductions are all within the 20 pay or 22 pays. And
yeah.
Well, I want to commend Ross. Ross and Misty have been covering the business office basically single-handedly, so to speak, over the last couple of weeks. And I just really appreciate all of the extra time work that they're putting in, try to just get things. We've making a lot of corrections too that have been that we're finding that need to be corrected. So I appreciate the work and due diligence that they're putting into this to get things cleaned up.
Any other questions on the accounts payable vouchers? I guess it would actually be a motion would help first.
Move approval.
Moved by Mrs. Springer. Second by?
Second.
Mr. Marley. Now, any additional questions, please? Just one. Okay, hearing none, all in favor of the paying our bills and the accounts payable voucher, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, hearing none. Carried. Board and superintendent reports. Around the horn here. Mrs. Anderson, anything on your end?
No. I am planning to go to a meeting on the 11th.
Okay. Community Council.
On the calendar.
Mrs. Sauter, anything on your community involvement at this point? I don't know if anything else.
I'm not on any committees, so. Foundation.
Right.
How was your ISBA thing y'all went to?
We'll get to that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Not a board report. Excuse me. You're out of order. I'm out of order.
I don't have anything yet.
I'm out of line.
You're out of line.
I attended the school foundation meeting, and the agenda for the evening was nominating committee, nomination of offers for 2010-2011. That was approved by the board. They had a presentation from their investment advisor, Smith Clarney, and that was their first read on their 2011 budget. That was the highlights for the evening. You want to know who the new officers are? For the Public School Foundation, president is going to be Ian Newman, vice president Lori Swift, treasurer Rob Ford, and secretary Tammy Hamels.
Rob Ford.
Yeah, Tanya's West Side.
Mm-hmm. First
West Side.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Rob.
This is Bob's son, I think.
Yeah, is Rob local though?
He still is. If it's the same.
Okay.
Park board in a couple of weeks. October 18th will be the second meeting of the Council of Neighborhood Representatives.
Discussion. Our next meeting is the 21st. One important part of that will be which we did meet yesterday, and Karen and I were in the meeting for the strategic plan and approval and of the action plans the exercise that we went through yesterday. That will be taken once you go through the timetable for that.
Sure.
One more time, please.
With everything now finalized with strategic plan as far as the groups are concerned, the next step will be we're creating a booklet with everything involved and everyone involved and all of the information, the mission, strategic parameters, beliefs, action steps, etc. And that'll be presented to teacher discussion on the 21st of October. And we've already gone through much of that, but I'm just going to go through it again and show them the revisions and some of the things that we have streamlined. And then I'll bring it to the board at the first board meeting in November to start our discussion. And whenever the board feels comfortable that you like what you see, then whenever, if ever, the board approves it, then that's when we will start working towards implementing it and making the assignments of who does what to get it accomplished. And it's a five-year plan, so we have until 2015 to get everything done and put in place.
And that was yesterday afternoon. And per Mrs. Anderson's question, and certainly Diane and Karen, if you have other things to add, or Rocky, I only attended on Tuesday to the ISBA conference and was involved certainly in your presentation. I was involved as sitting in the audience, but I thought that was an excellent presentation by you and Steve on the whole referendum, and well put together, and kind of maybe a good walkthrough, at least a beginning point to what will go on in San Francisco. I attended a couple other meetings as well. I think the main one was a good conference on, or a good meeting about the brief discussion about how to resolve conflict and in a budgetary issue or RIF situation. I thought that Warren Township that came in with the idea of actually setting up a meeting where they had, I think, 800 people come to their board meeting and putting everyone at tables of 10, which I thought, gosh, you have 80 people to be able to do. But they said it really was an excellent way to be able to make sure that everybody felt like they were heard, as opposed to walking up and giving their 3 minutes. And I hope we don't ever get to that point. But by the same token, I thought that was interesting as well. An interesting way to do it.
Yeah, interesting approach.
I was only able to go on Monday. I did attend a session on teacher evaluation, and the revised documents that you had given us were in line with what was said at the meeting, so I was very encouraged by that.
I guess the Larry DeBoer, of course, did an excellent job giving bad news to people with a smile.
In a nice way.
Laughing his way through it. I can't remember the second general session.
She was a futurist.
Oh, yeah. She was, you know, that's why I've forgotten it.
I've forgotten it, too. She just gave a book report.
Yeah, she was trying to tell us how to prepare for the future when we didn't know what the future was going to be, basically.
That's kind of like budget planning. It's basically a book report on the nine steps. That's all it was.
And then Jane Pauley was there talking about her name has been associated with putting medical clinics in schools, so that kids who are sick can be treated then, their families can be treated then, and she, her only role is having her name associated with it, but she's a very positive spokesperson for the issue, and some of the bigger school systems, it makes perfect sense to have if there's a wing that's, you know, school systems are going through such changes, but if there's a wing of a school that's not being used, why not have some clinic put a satellite system there? And it and they talked about absenteeism that went down as a result for both teachers and students. So it was interesting.
Yeah. Anything else? Communication from the audience. Anybody else want to speak?
Hands going up.
Future meetings. We talked about the Monday night. Well, I hope that's my case. ISBA Region 4 meeting at the Trails, 6 p.m. registration, 6:30 dinner. Have you gotten Helen? Do you know who's going? And I hope I.
I think I'm
on the list.
Helen, I don't know if I'll be there or not. I'm coming back from Vermont, and I'm supposed to be the person this weekend. I'll need to work that out with Indianapolis.
Okay, but I think you did register me, I think, and I'm planning.
Who's ever registered, I will be there early. I will get all of your stuff and have them at the table so you don't have to wait in line.
Yeah, okay, great. Then we talked about the Wednesday, October 27th meeting, executive session here, employee administration center, alternate dates for consideration, second, fourth, Wednesdays, November and December.
I'd like to throw out, we talked about this once before, I'd like to throw out the suggestion that we consider moving to the second and fourth Wednesdays. Specifically, it would really help accounts payable people. Talking with Misty and Ross, giving them an extra week and the first of the month really gives them a little bit more time to get everything together so that they can have a little bit less pressure, if you will. And I think it makes sense to do it. If we could try to do it and see if it works, unless that interferes with any of your scheduling.
I know December 1st is a national holiday, so for Brad and I, but
you got that right.
So, but so that would get us off that day.
Milestone.
It's our birthday. NCAA.
No, it's our birthday.
Which one is this?
It's insignificant.
He's getting there. Though.
I'm chasing Alan. I'm going to catch him.
I don't think I could make a November 24th.
No, what
and I don't even.
We're not going to do.
That I don't even know if we need it.
That's the day before Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. The 24th. Yeah. I'm sure.
I don't think we need the 24th nor the last one in December.
We would.
I think we'd be all right. We just one in November, one in December. If you do the second Wednesday, unless the emergency.
And we would do it and pick another night, though. We're not going to do it on that before Thanksgiving. So.
Okay. I'm fine with that.
Okay. Good.
Go to the second floor.
And then we can revisit this in December, and if everybody feels comfortable with it, revise our January, sure. February, et cetera, calendar. Maybe move those to the second and fourth Wednesday as appropriate.
But then you have band concerts or any of that stuff. Because they might have. Yeah, so maybe they looked at board meetings before they sent them, but that's not true.
They did. I made that and up. I'm hoping that being off of it, being changing us, we won't miss more band coming.
Yeah, it seems like they always fall on the same night.
Motion for adjournment, please.
Now you jump in.
Marley, a second there, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
I'm in the back.
I know. That's right. Didn't make a spread.
Thank you all very much.